Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the tape interview with Mr. Spencer Chan on April the 7th, 1983, by Sue Ellen Chan. This is tape 2.
It was prohibition those days.
You say Jerry's joint was not a Chinese only.
No, mm-hmm. Not Chinese. But they it was Chinese atmosphere. They had Chinese cooks and they had Chinese paikwat.
Oh.
And it was specialized in Chinese atmosphere and food,
mm-hmm.
Also liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a moonshine place.
Mm-hmm.
And when the prohibition came, this Grand View, it was a couple of low lungs,
mm-hmm.
Had two brothers. They had the place on Alameda Street before they moved. When they moved, they built that place, which is now Grand View,
mm-hmm.
Grand View Gardens. It was two Hak Nan Po,
mm-hmm.
And his common law wife, a big fat woman. She was the madam. She had the bar on south of, east of Jerry's joint, right down the hill,
mm-hmm.
In that alleyway, where they had a Guang Chao Miu,
uh-huh.
Chinese Josh house. And she had it right next to that, to the south. They came down from the restaurant, down the stairs, clear down, and over to a room where they had. And then he stole liquor. She had the first liquor license there.
Mm-hmm.
She was a madam, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And she was still around for quite a while. She had associated with some way with a Japanese barber that was on Alameda Street. We called him, I forget the name, we called the Japanese guy. He had a woman barbers, of course, in those days.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, Japanese women. Japanese women barbers on Alameda Street. They had American barbers too, but
uh-huh.
I mean Chinese barbers also.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly they had a Japanese lady with a haircut. Well, this old lady, you see, the two brothers were, of course, maybe this is not telling tales out of school, maybe you know. But this Hak Nan Po and his common law wife adopted his son.
Uh-huh.
They called him Doc Wong.
Uh-huh.
He was adopted from a family that had too many kids.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's many of those adoptions, illegal adoptions, of course.
Uh-huh.
They just take them.
Uh-huh.
And nobody says anything.
Uh-huh.
Nobody cares because nobody else wants them.
Uh-huh.
Or they do what? Too bad, that's all.
Uh-huh.
But it was the funniest thing. Vegetable man dealer. He had no son, no children, but he wanted somebody. He didn't care what. He tried to get a boy, but none available at the time. So he and his common law wife, they picked on a child by a cousin of his that was broke and had more kids than he. But he had the first daughter was named Rose. Of course, that was a common thing, the Rose and Lily.
Uh-huh.
And so later on in the procession, there was another girl. So her name was Rose too, because they ran out of names. In English, of course, they didn't go by Chinese.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in Chinese, they wouldn't call them by American name, but they had to have American names. So
uh-huh.
They were two roses in the same family. So he was adopted away. One of the Roses was adopted away by this cousin. He didn't have enough money. Mm-hmm. He had money, no money, mm-hmm. but a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
But this fellow that adopted the girl, he didn't want a grown person. He wanted the baby.
Oh.
So he adopted the baby.
Uh-huh.
And the baby was named Rose too.
They
had two roses.
So. In the family.
And so he, of course, it's neither here nor there because they didn't go by American names anyway.
Right.
It was a funny thing.
Uh-huh.
In English, it would look kind of funny that two.
Two same names.
But this, Hotline Poe was, I knew both of the brothers. There were two brothers at the time. They had one of them had a vegetable business in the Ninth Street Market.
Uh-huh.
And also the restaurant too. Of course the restaurant changed hands many times over. In Grandview Garden. I knew some of the people who worked there.
Uh-huh. Were these people all from China, or they were native born who worked there in Grandview?
Mostly from China, I guess. Well, he got all kinds.
Uh-huh.
And mostly from China. You remember Tommy Lee? He was, I think he's born here.
Uh-huh.
He was, he worked both in Wanjian and in, he wasn't a cook or anything. Yeah, most of them from China.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because on account of the working conditions and the wages, you wouldn't get any native born. They would probably learn a few words English and go work with a white man because
uh-huh.
yeah, it was pretty tough to work for Chinese, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even as far as working conditions, especially in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
they those that are born and raised here, the kids, I mean, they generally, mostly, they fly the coop right away.
Mm-hmm. Did you speak Chinese with them?
No.
Do you speak Chinese?
No.
Ah. So these people, if they were from China.
Well, I didn't know them that well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything to do with them.
Uh-huh.
But I did know some of them, yeah.
I see.
Especially the bar people.
Uh-huh.
Because I would drink there, you see.
Uh-huh.
And there was...
Would you just go to Grandview, or you would sometimes go to Jerry's?
Oh, every place. No, not Jerry's. I never did go to Jerry's. But, although Chinese thing. Well...
Jerry's joint is for American mostly.
It was American... exclusively. Chinese wouldn't go there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they wouldn't go there to eat or anything, or drink. And the place was sort of an exotic attraction for a tourist.
Oh, I see.
You'd go to Jerry's joint. Okay, here's the Chinatown. And all kinds of stories about Chinese hatchet men and all that kind of stuff. So, they would go down there and they would drink their bootleg and moonshine,
mm-hmm.
eat some spare ribs. They'd hire
uh-huh.
Chinese cooks to cook with, like what?
Uh-huh.
And, well, it was a tourist attraction.
Uh-huh.
Well, Chinese wouldn't eat there, of course.
Uh-huh. So, how many Chinese restaurants have bars except Grandview?
Oh, many. Seven or eight or nine or whatever. How many now?
Oh, at that time, in the beginning, you said that Grandview was the first one had the bar, right?
Grandview, I know, yeah. Well, they call it Grandview. They call it Pagoda at the time.
Oh, I see.
Well, at that time, nobody wanted a bar. Even Wanchan had when they first moved over there, they had a bar upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And they had a place, another one was just a side thing. Oh yes, Julian Lau, that was it. Julian Lau was Hong Kong.
Huh.
Julian Lau was on Macy Street near Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved over to New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty big solid bar, and they hired a part-time bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was to serve the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And do kind of a lot of other work too.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever a customer wants, something like, well, just one of those handymen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You work for Chinese, you will do everything.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And you didn't have a union where you would, one man would be delegated to do certain work and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So they would. That's the way Chinese bars are, or Chinese restaurants, or Chinese stores, or even Americans are that way. You do what you, small place, you do what you can and what you are able to do, you do it.
Uh-huh. So, for example, like Tui Fa Lo, Man Zhang Lo, at that time, did they have bars too?
Not in those days. Not when they were in Chinatown.
No.
Not when they were
in old Chinatown.
In the old Chinatown, not until, well, it was Prohibition.
Uh-huh.
Choi Fa had moonshine. You see, the old fella, what is his name, the little old fella. The little shriveled up guy.
So he ran a bar or something?
No, he didn't have a bar. He had moonshine.
Oh, I see.
You don't drink in a bar. You drink out of a teacup.
Uh-huh.
You drink out of something that's a pretend that
it was
you're.
Tea.
Well, you pretend that you're not breaking the law or something.
Uh-huh.
But they pay off the cops, and the cops take a drink and forget about it, arresting them.
Oh.
Well, that's what the draft is. That's what moonshine. Here in Chicago, they did that too.
Uh-huh.
They do it here too.
Uh-huh.
They still do it. Anyway, now it's easier to get the good stuff than to get bum stuff. It's not worthwhile.
Uh-huh.
And there were many, many bootleggers. It was well known that there were bootleggers.
Uh-huh.
And some people, some places, it wouldn't be worth their while to sell illegal. Not that they would get arrested, but because they don't cater to that clientele.
I see.
They will rather sell chop suey than to fool around with some illegal liquor.
Uh-huh.
So they wouldn't do it, and they didn't have to do it. They could make enough money on chop suey.
Right. Uh-huh. When did you have this gas station, a plaza service gas station?
About 1924.
Oh. Was that the first gas station in the Chinatown area, or you
bought it from
other people?
No, we originated the thing.
Uh-huh.
It was right across the street from Tsinghua.
Mm-hmm.
And right south of the alley, Ferguson Alley.
Uh-huh.
And Ferguson Alley went down,
uh-huh,
down the street, and at the back of us was a place called, in slang days, they called a nigger alley.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because there were Negroes there, but just they had to have alleys. Yeah, there was such thing as August Alley,
right.
Ferguson Alley.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether it was Cayetano or Mexican Street, John Street.
Mm-hmm.
But those all washed out, of course. Nobody pays any attention to those. They just, you wouldn't have to know the name of the street even. You just walk down.
Uh-huh.
Wherever you're going, you go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Never mind the name of the street.
So, was the gas station catering mostly Chinatown people, Chinese people, or?
Oh, it catered anybody.
Uh-huh.
Whoever comes along and buys gas. It wasn't very profitable. It wasn't profitable at all. That's why my partner, he got married and he had other interests, and he was leaving everything, not to be sour grapes, but he did leave everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do everything. And he would say that he had to, he did have to go get other money.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
For some reason, I don't know why I didn't, but then finally we sold the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How many years did you have the gas station?
For about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, I see. So, at that time, of course, not the gas station probably is not as popular. I mean, driving a car is not as popular at that time. Was that correct?
Well, it was 1924.
Uh-huh.
I went into ranching. Not myself, but a little farm labor, you might say.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was it. Get out of the gas station.
Uh-huh.
And, try the farming, and I got the opportunity to farm and to stay away from home.
Uh-huh.
And it was on Riverside.
Oh, Riverside.
Yeah.
Huh.
Potato and asparagus both.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have, I didn't have any share, and I worked for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe that experience? Are there many Chinese there? I heard there was a Chinatown in Riverside too.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't stay in China, in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there were very many Chinese in China. There were Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any Chinese there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm.
In San Bernardino, there's quite a few. Yeah. That wasn't very far from Riverside and Colton. Colton, they didn't have any Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly in San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stronghold of Tong, so Pinko. No foreigners, no strangers allowed when the Tong War's on.
Uh-huh.
That was another thing. You a small town, you all belong to the same Tong or else get out of there.
Uh-huh.
Or that is, in other words, Chinese wouldn't go to a town that's not, that he's a war with.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be ostracized. So we stayed in Riverside for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Doing some farming. I was doing the truck and tractor driving.
Uh-huh.
And, because I could speak a little English.
Mm-hmm.
And I could drive cars and trucks and tractors. So we would take stuff to market.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the times, I would drive the tractors around the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they had horses and mules too.
Mm-hmm.
But they had Mexicans to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of plowing by tractor I would do. And also I would take stuff to Los Angeles, which was about a 3-hour drive in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And truck and sell it in the 9th Street Market mostly.
So was that the American ranch or a Chinese?
No, Chinese.
Oh,
it's
a big farm, big ranch?
Oh, yes, a big one. Several hundred acres.
Mm.
They hired wetbacks, Chinese wetbacks, illegal Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a fellow named Chinese. Jip, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm.
He imported Chinese coolies from China.
Mm-hmm.
And he would parcel them out to different places to work.
I see.
Oh, it was slavery, actually slavery, because to start with, he would advance. They wouldn't have any money to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would put themselves into his hand,
mm-hmm.
and he would have agents to, for a price,
mm-hmm.
Arrange to have a bunch of them shipped over,
mm-hmm.
and they'd get either fake papers,
mm-hmm.
of which he would keep, or the no papers at all, and they'd take a chance of getting picked up,
mm-hmm.
and it's still the illusion game for the coolies.
Yeah.
Well,
so, was he the owner of the ranch also?
No, no.
Oh, he only imports the labor.
He imports the labor. Mm-hmm. He'd get them whenever he could, and he couldn't. Well, it wouldn't be every day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some of them would get caught, some of them wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he would own them. He would collect their wages, in other words.
Ah.
All they would get out of it was eat and sleep.
Oh, gee.
Well, that's slavery. But they were, I guess, many of them, just like the Mexicans, or maybe not quite like them.
Uh-huh.
But,
would you say the Chinese were treated better? They get
Oh, no, they didn't get anything out of it. I know, you know, Guang Tui Lung.
Uh-huh.
That fella, he had a couple of slaves, too.
Uh-huh.
And they were, he worked in lottery joints. In those days, lottery was open.
Mm-hmm.
And they had papers, mm-hmm. fake papers,
mm-hmm.
but he kept the papers himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he held them over, these
mm-hmm.
guys. They tried to get away,
mm-hmm.
but he threatened them and said, well, if you tried anything funny, we'll just turn you over to the immigration and you won't have the papers. They said, well, we got papers. You haven't got them in your hand.
Mm.
And all I have to do is to tell them that you don't have them. So what you going to do about it? So they were quite useful for him while the lottery was on, you see. Now the lottery is closed. They don't have the lottery anymore.
Uh-huh.
It used to be wide open, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they were quite proficient in selling and marking and figuring out the crooked lottery.
Uh-huh.
And that was he had a little drugstore and herb store on right opposite the plaza just east of People House and Sanchez Street. It wasn't Sanchez Street then. Well, Sanchez Street was on the corner. It was next to the firehouse,
uh-huh.
up to the firehouse.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was a lot of Chinese crooks, as far as that goes.
Uh-huh.
They're mostly dead. Well, I guess they're all dead now.
Uh-huh.
It's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any modern ones nowadays.
Where was the Guang Tui Lung? Guang
Tui Lung. I was on that street, which is...
Plaza? No.
Is that Plaza Street?
Right next to Firehouse?
Yeah, no, on the, well, the firehouse is on the corner.
Right.
And then Los Angeles Street is on
one
side, and going up toward Maine is the other, what is that, Plaza?
Sanchez.
No, Sanchez is the alley in between.
Uh-huh. So that's Plaza.
That must be Plaza. That's,
uh-huh.
The park is right smack in front of it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And the Pico House is on the corner,
uh-huh.
the next corner. And then would be Brunswick, where I worked, was across the street from that.
Uh-huh. So that's the way Guang Tui Lung was, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the person that you say they have quite a few people?
Well, I don't know how many. I don't know how many and how long this lasted. There were some.
Were there other lottery houses?
Oh, sure.
Los Angeles Street,
sure.
Garnier Building side. Yeah,
and there's... Well, lottery depends upon volume. They have to have big volume, and so they have to have lots. You can't have just one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like anything else, you people are gamblers don't go to one place.
Uh-huh.
It's a sort of a superstition, shall we say.
Uh-huh.
The gambler would have to change around. They have to move from one place to another.
Uh-huh.
And then any individual would go to several different places.
Uh-huh.
But then they'd all go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to watch the Chinese before they switch tickets on you. You see, in those days it was 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock drawing. And each lottery company, would put out a drawing.
Uh-huh.
They would have to be the same, because the customers would go from one to the other, and they find that they're different. Well, they can't do it that way.
So they have to do it at the same time?
No, they have to have the same results. You can't have, just like a racetrack, you can't have a race, say, one bookmaker or one better.
Right.
You have a different horse.
Uh-huh.
Winner. You have to be the same winner.
Right.
The same horse got to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same with lottery. You go to, no matter which Chinese you go to, they all have the same winner. All of them have to be the same winner.
Uh-huh.
Because they are the same.
Yeah. Were there Chinese women play?
Oh, sure. That's a favorite game with Chinese women and Negro women.
Uh-huh.
They,
is that right?
Well, the Negroes, women, and Chinese too, I guess. They would spend the food money for, part of the food
uh-huh.
money for a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Like the husband would give them a couple of bucks for a chow. For
uh-huh.
food,
uh-huh.
and they spend 25 cents for a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Hope to win a few dollars,
uh-huh.
or a lot of dollars. You know, that's what keeps the game going.
Uh-huh.
It was a small fry, small change,
mm-hmm.
but that's the way you did.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a big time gambler.
I see. How about, were there other people like the Caucasians, Japanese, Koreans, Filipino come to Chinatown for
lottery? Oh yes, white men mostly. White men and Negroes. Oh, any kind of people. They take it. They'll take your bets.
But all the lottery houses was sponsored, all ran by Chinese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in the farm, when people come to town, Chinatown, for these are this sort of recreation, or they have their own kind?
Well, the Chinese farmers, especially those that are quite a ways off, they wouldn't be able to come to town for, except for Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have a week off or so,
uh-huh.
or off season.
Uh-huh.
And there's no use coming to town when they can, well, there's no use in coming to town.
Right.
They could stay in the ranch if it was still going. Otherwise, they lay off. They wouldn't. Well, they might. All different individuals. They might be tired of the work or don't like the work.
How much can a farmer, Chinese farmer, make? Say in 1920s before the depression.
Oh well, it varies like anything else. I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got quite wealthy. Some of them didn't. Some of them went broke.
How about like say just a regular worker, labor?
Labor.
They get
paid. No, they got paid cheap pay, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like the Mexicans nowadays in the wetbacks, and the farm labor. Well, I think the Mexicans.
Same thing with the Chinese at that time?
Well, I don't know about individuals.
Uh-huh.
Many Chinese immigrants are crooks.
Mm-hmm.
They're running from the law. They still are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's human nature. If the cops are after you in one place, you run to the next place. You run out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you pretend to be, I know some, especially Filipinos, not all of them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They come here because they've got family troubles,
uh-huh.
getting in trouble with girls, and they have to leave town, otherwise the cops or the relatives will get after them.
Uh-huh.
So they get on a ship, come to the United States, and hop off the ship and become dishwashers or something,
uh-huh.
or prize fighters or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. Chinese, the same thing.
Uh-huh.